And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday evening shiur for Parshas Behar. Good part of the Sedra, certainly the beginning of the Sedra, deals with halachas relating to the Shemitah year. As you know, the current Jewish calendar year, Tavshin Pei Beis, 5782, is a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. We discussed Shemitah already a couple times in this series and other shiurim earlier this year. We spoke about the how to calculate which actually is the year of Shemitah, how you have the cycles and so on, how we know that this is Shemitah year. I spoke about the Heta Mechira, and tonight I'd like to speak about one leniency which allows the sale of Shemitah produce, and that is the Otzar Bezin leniency, but we'll get to that first. We'll get to that at the end, first through some exploration of different restrictions of Shemitah year, and there are many. At the beginning of Parshas Behar in Source 1, Vayikra Perek Chof Hei, starting in Pasuk Aleph, by the way, Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamor, the Brel Bnei Yisrael, and Talim Ki Sovel Oretz Hashem Nosein Lachem, B'Shav So'oret Shabbos Lashem. Torah says the land has to rest like a Shabbos for Hashem. And specifically, it mentions certain types of agricultural work which cannot be done. Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecha, 6 years you can seed and plant things in your field. Shei Shonim Tizmor Karmecha, same thing, pruning your vineyard, etc. Asafto, as to Asa, you can gather in the produce, but Pasuk Dalet, so these different agricultural activities that are normally done can't be done. We'll see that they can be done perhaps in a different way than usual, but they're not supposed to be done as one normally does these agricultural and farming activities during the Shemitah year as you would during the other 6 years of the cycle. Phrase I like to look at for a moment, and it's really the operative phrase for tonight's shiur, is the phrase Shabbos Lashem. It appears at the end of Pasuk Beis, and again it appears in Pasuk Dalet, Shabbos Lashem. Rashi says in Source 2, Parakavei Pasuk Beis, Vayikol Shabbos Hashem, L'shem Hashem. K'shem Shenemar, B'Shabbos Bereshis. Rashi points out that the phrase Shabbos Lashem here regarding Shemitah is the exact same phrase which the Torah uses regarding what we call Shabbos, the Saturday. The Shabbos is the seventh day. You look in the Aseret HaDibros, Parashas Yisro, Shmos Parakav, Pasuk Ches, Zocher Shom Shabbos Kadsho, and Pasuk Yud V'Yomar Shvi, Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, the exact same phrase is used, Shabbos L'Hashem, and of course in Shabbos you're not allowed to work, and so on. So clearly, at least from the parallel words, there would seem to be a connection between the Shemitah and the Shemitah of the land every 7 years, and the Shabbos that we rest on Saturday every seventh day of the week. The Gemara records in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Testament Aleph, Source 4, Asa who Talmida Amarle, my time of the Shias, a certain Talmud came and asked the Rebbe, what's the reason, Rashi says in 5, my time of the Shias, Lama Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Al HaShemitah, what's the reason behind this mitzvah Shemitah? We know we don't always understand the reasons for any of the mitzvahs in the Torah. We never know for sure what a Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, other than the case where the Torah itself gives us the reason. But we always try to figure out, if we can, what the reason is, with the understanding that we're going to observe it anyway, even if we don't understand the reason. But this Talmud asks, what's the reason of Shemitah? So Amar Leh, so Rebbe answered again in Source 4, Hashtar Milachom Milsa the Shavu L'Tarvayu, I'm going to say something that's going to be beneficial to you and another person who was in the story, which we don't need to know about right now. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Ziru Sheish or Shemitah Sheva, plant and till the field and everything, harvest your field for 6 years, but leave it alone, let it lie fallow on the seventh. Kadesha Tedo Sha'aretz Shali He. You should know the land belongs to me. Rashi says in 5, Sanhedrin Lamed Testament Aleph, Kadesha Tedo Velo Yorom Levavchem Bishvach Artichem, Betishkechu Almachuso. So you should remember who really owns the land. Don't get so haughty or conceited about your accomplishments in terms of farming and producing the produce of the land. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the Shemitah year, according to the simple reading of that Gemara. Rabbeinu Bachya in his commentary on the Torah here in Parshas Behar, Vayikra Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Beis, Shav Sarat Shabbos Hashem, Miklala Inu She'en Rashoi, She'inog B'Sadeh V'Chama Minik Adon Klal. A person cannot, during the Shemitah year, carry himself as the owner of the field, present that he owns the field, presents himself as if it's his. He's the Adon. Elashu Kol Peros of Hefke L'Chola Olam. The produce of the land is for everybody. Everybody has the same right, even though I own this particular property and I have title deeds and everything else, but the produce of the land belongs to everybody. And that's really the key for the discussion this evening, that you're not supposed to show bilus, show ownership over the land during the Shemitah year. You don't really own that land, okay? And everybody can get it, okay? The fact that you're lucky, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you land and so on, l'chein tzivsa Torah mitzvah zushia kol minev memshalav adnus Any type of sovereignty or control over land is relinquished during the Shemitah year in terms of the Avodah Sakarka. The real owner of the land is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the Shemitah. There are other things as well. The Torah tells us in Parshat Mishpatim, which where Shemitah is mentioned for the first time, Shmos Perkal, Gimel Pasuk Yud, Vishay Shonim Tidras Artsach, Vasav Tos, Tuasav Pasuk, similar to the Pasuk in our subject, 6 years you work the land, you gather in the produce, and so on. Pasuk Yud Alev, Ashviyas Tishmetena Unetashto, let it lie fallow, abandon it, and so on. V'achlu Avyone Amecha, even the poor can take, even the person on the field, and the animals of the field, and so on. So the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, Chela Gimel Perkal Amites, Source 8, says, "Omnam kol ha'mitzvah shepanu b'chol shmita v'yobol mehem lechem la b'nei adam archav l'melam kulam k'mo she'omer v'achu evyonei amecha v'yisram tochal v'gomer." The Rambam refers to that pasuk and says that another purpose of shmita year, not disagreeing with what we said before, it's just an additional interpretation, is to care for the poor, to make sure that even the poor people may not own land are provided for as well. Of course, there are many mitzvahs that pertain to the field. You have to leave over a corner, peah, leka, and shikha, and so on. But in terms of 1 year, it's a great equalizer. Everybody, even the poor, have the right to land. And again, it relates because not really yours. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Rambam adds as well, it's also good for the land because the land lies fallow year. It can fallow for a year. It can regenerate. It can rejuvenate. Okay, we know that from general agriculture, nothing to do with the Torah. We call it crop rotation. Okay, that you don't plant the field every year. It wears out, it ruins, you use up all the nutrients and so on. So many farmers develop the system where every year they leave a different portion of land unplowed and unworked, so that is able to rejuvenate during that year. The next year they leave a different part unplanted and so on. So the land is strengthened thereby. So the Rambam says it's another thing with Shemitah. The Sefer HaChinuch, not an Aristotle, but in Mishpatim. It's called Parshasim Kesef. That's the second part of Mishpatim. Mitzvah Pei Dalet in Source 9 gives another reason. Mishar Shem Mitzvah, the Gbobalein Tzayat Tzir Chazim Amshavtel in Chidush Machavtenu in Chidush HaOlam. It's like a renewal of the world. Everything stops. All your land activities stop, and then the world is renewed. And then they write, Zachain Tzivar Achula Hafkir Kol Mash Tzir. You have to be Mafkir. You have to declare ownerless. You have to declare that it's for anybody. You can come and take whatever the land produces during this year. Kadesh Yizkor, so you remember every year that when the land does produce its peros, its fruit, lo b'kochas gulas, it's not because of you or because of the land itself, kadesh adonai, there's a master over it and so on, and that's who controls the world. That's referring, of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the idea of Hefkeros, of Yimafka, the land. But oh, Jesus tells him to have a liknos and midas habatronos. Okay, you should give up sometimes control over something. It's good for your spiritual being as well, and place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and so the Chinuch again has these different ideas of relating to the reason behind Shemitah. The Ibn Ezra mentions something else in Parshas Yisro, but in Sefer Dibros, again, we establish there's a connection between Shabbos, the Saturday, weekly Shabbos, and Shemitah. So in Parshas Yisro, Perkov Pasuches Zohar. So the Ibn Ezra writes back there in Parshas Yisro, Inu Kishnasa Shemitah Domal Shabbos. He draws that connection between Shemitah and Shabbos, and he says it's like a Shabbos for the years. And we find during the Shemitah, he refers there in Source 10 to what the Torah tells us later, and we'll probably talk about it Sukkot time. Pasuk says towards the very end of the Chumash, Parshas Vayelech in Source 11, Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Vayitzav Moshe Osolim Omikets Sheva Shunim Emoich Nasa Shemitah B'chag HaSukkot. On the Sukkot following the Shemitah year, when everybody comes to Yerushalayim, the famous Mitzvah Hakel, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis in Dvarim, Hakel Esa'om, you assemble all the people, and so men, women, children, they come to listen and to learn, and so on. And the Ibn Ezra there, in Parash Vayelech, comments, in Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, L'man Yilmadu Kol Hashana. If you're not working the land, you have a farm, and you're not working the whole year, so what do you do a whole year? If you don't sit around and goof off, you learn. It's an opportunity to spend time in Talmud Torah. Take a year off from all your work, and spend time engaged in Talmud Torah. So that's another idea of the Shemitah year. Now, in terms of activities that are also during the Shemitah year and so on, so there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph pasuk Chaf Aleph, Sheishes Yomim Tavod Uvayom Hashviyi Tishbos Bechorei Sheva Kotzer Tishbos. Ostensibly talking about the weekly Shabbos, but it speaks about Bechorei Sheva Kotzer, plowing and harvesting. So the Rashi over there, based on a Mishnah in Masechah Shviyas, The Mishnah is in 15, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. It's a whole Masechta called Masechta Shvias. There's no Talmud Bavli on those Mishnahs, but there is Yerushalmi in Shvias. So the Mishnah there says, and Rashi quotes it in his comment on Chumash in Parshas Kisisan 14. Shanelu will look at it in the Mishnah. Shanemar, Becharish Vekatzit Tishvos. Ain't Tzarchom Becharish Vekatzit Shvias. You don't have to tell me that it's talking about plowing and harvesting the Shemitah. We know that already. Elacharish Erev Shvias, Nichnas Beshvias, Vekatzit Shvias, Yotzel Motzoy Shvias. The idea is that there's a certain year, as Rashi elaborates, okay, there's a certain year where plowing and planting is also in sun, even what you plant before. It grows during the Shemitah year, if you harvest it in that year and for the year after and so on, that's all included. And that's a Gemara as well in Moed Katan. Again, we don't have no Bavli on Shvias, but we have in the Gemara Moed Katan quotes this. Dav Gimel and Beis in the bottom, going over to Dav and Aleph in 16. The Tanan quotes this Mishnah in Shvias, and it means, some of the Shemitah laws start already before the Shemitah actually arrives and extend after the Shemitah year arrives if the produce grew during the Shemitah year and so on. That's how the Gemara mentions. And so, I printed the Rashi on Moed Katan Dalet Aleph. Okay, you're not allowed to plow already even before Rosh Hashanah. The Shemitah year starts with Rosh Hashanah, but in the sixth year, you can't already get the land ready for the following year. Okay, a summary in the Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shemitah, Halacha Aleph 18. Mitzvos asay lishpos me'avodos ha'aretz, avodos ha'ilan b'shana shvias. Rambam says it's a mitzvah from the Torah to refrain from any work on the land, any work on trees during the seventh year. Shenemar, the pasuk in Aris said, you're here in Bahar, the Shav Zoretz Shabbos Hashem. And he quotes the other pasuk in Gisisim, and Ember Chorish Vakatsi Tishbos, Cholaosim Elochim Avodos Ha'aretz Ha'ilanos B'shana Zu. Anyone who does do work on the land and three trees during this year, Bitel Mitzvah Saseh, has violated this Mitzvah Saseh. And also, the Avra Alosa says, Shenemar Sod Cholosis V'cham Cholosis more. Not only did you fail to fulfill the Saseh, but you violated Alosa Saseh as well. It's a significant and important Isser. Now, what about things that grow that you didn't plant? Okay, sometimes seeds spread, they blow in, and so they didn't plant. So the Torah tells us here in Parshas Bahar, in Source 19, Vayikra Parakhof Hei Pasuk Hei, a sviach kitzircha lo sitzor, vesin vein izrecha lo sitzor, shnas shabbos nila oretz. Even a sviach, Rashi says in 20, look in the Rashi and Chumash and here in Bahar, in our Sajjah, Parakhof Hei, Vayikra Pasuk Hei, a sviach kitzircha, afil lo zirato, vitzamcha min azer, shenofo babesa kotzir. Who kari sviach? A sviach, or in the plural, svichin, refers to produce which grows, you didn't plant it. It grew by itself. Seeds fell. You know, things sometimes grow. Those who try and keep a nice garden or a nice backyard know that sometimes plants, weeds, things grow, even though they never planted it. It blew in over there and so on. So Torah says you're also not allowed to harvest that. However, Rashi says an important, the second Rashi, 20, in Parashat Behar, Parakofei, Pasukei, Lo Siktzor, Lios Machzir Bo Kishar Kotzir. You can't own it or control it or work with it as with other regular harvests. Ela hefki ela kol. Again, that word, it belongs to everybody. So Rashi seems to be telling us it's not that it's usher to cut it and use it and eat the produce. Although we'll see about that on the Torah level. The Torah level, it's not usher, okay? Because, but the point is that you don't own it. You can't be exclusively yours, even though it's in your field. And the same thing with the vineyard. It repeats it in terms of the vineyards. And therefore, the next Pasuk Vav, back in 19, says, V'haysa Shabbos Arat L'chem L'acha. The produce of the land, the Shemitah here, is to eat. It's not that you're not allowed to eat. People make a mistake, thinking, oh, you're not allowed to eat Shemitah food. That's not true. You're allowed to eat Shemitah produce. See, at the very end, it made me admit to eat Shemitah produce. But then you're allowed to eat it. V'haysa Shabbos Arat L'chem L'acha. L'cha, v'la'avdecha, v'la'moscha, v'la'sviyucha, 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 everybody. Okay, Rashi says in Pasuk Vav, the second part of 20, Rashi says, "V'haysa Shabbos af al pi shasartim alecha lo b'achila v'lo banah sartim." I didn't tell you not to get benefit or eat this produce. Ella, and again, here's the key: shelo tis dinhog b'hem kabal abayis. You don't profit like you're the owner. You don't conduct yourself like you're the owner. Ella kol you shavim bo atah schircha v'tishchavu. Your workers, your laborers, and so on. They all have the same right and the same opportunity to benefit from this stuff as you have. And Shabbos Aretz Lachem L'Achla Mina Shvus HaTochel. Now, Rashi were telling us, let's say somebody violated and he did prohibit other people from coming to his field, and he did conduct himself like a balabais. That's called Shamor. It's guarded, Rashi, I HaTochel Mina Shamor. That food you're not allowed to eat. So that's an important point. But the rest of the stuff is for everybody. And the last Rashi, Even non-Jews, everybody has the right. This Rashi got much of this from the Sifra, the Medrash Taurus Konim here in Parshas Behar, the beginning of Parsha Aleph. It says, he tells us something important. Mikan Samchu, this Rashi didn't mention. Okay. The din is that you're allowed to eat it. However, Midrabanan, Mikan Samchu Chacham, it says in 21, show you Asurim Mishviyas. And in fact, you're not allowed to eat it during Shemitah year. Okay, you're not allowed to eat Svichen. Svichen means, again, the stuff that grew on its own. That you're not allowed to eat. Okay, we'll come back to that point. But when it says you're not allowed to pick it and harvest, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to at all. It means you're not allowed to do it in the normal fashion. So the Sifra goes on to say, Lov Sivtzar Kederech HaBotzrim. Okay, you can't cut it or harvest it the way it's normally done. And it gives examples. Ta'anim, figs of Shemitah year, you don't cut it with the same tools. And you're also not allowed to cut the same quantities. There will have to be differences in the way you do it, the equipment or the tools that you use. And also, you can't gather so much as to put in a long-term storage. Okay, well, that's part of the idea. But you're allowed to eat it, as the next Sifra says in Hay. You're not allowed to eat stuff that somebody illegally guarded and so on. Okay. But if it was made available to everybody, of course you're allowed to eat it. And Ozvav Lachem, Lachol, Avdecha, and so on, everybody has the right. The reason it has to say this is that the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that we saw before, in source number 7, says, V'ochlu evyonei amecha, the poor can eat it. Okay, and the Rambam said that's one of the Moreh Ruchin, that that's one of the reasons behind Shemitah, to give equal treatment, so equal opportunity to the poor. But the Sifra says, but don't think it's only for the poor. He said, that's actually Machlokas. We'll see if he quotes Machlokas of Rabbi Yossi, but we assume like Rabbi Yossi, the end of 21, at a later stage, which we'll talk about, not only the poor, but the rich also, everybody's the same. It doesn't mean only the poor. The Ramban, in his commentary here in Parshas Behar, Parakafei Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Hei, Rad, Siyah Katsucha 22, Rabban writes, "Anochon beperish hakosuv she'ein vizirechem asir kitzicha." Everything is doubled. Right? It speaks about the field and about the vineyard. That's one point that he makes. After the three dots in the third line, "V'hinei amar kosuv kol asir chanolim me'ele b'sadeh lo yiktzar osam arav mitzochem mecharim v'li avodah lo yiktzar osam." Okay, this is shalos siktoros. What does it mean? You're not allowed to cut these svichen. Shalos siktoros on atol levar chol tzorach atzmecha. Again, you can't prava ownership. You can't act as though it's yours and exclusively yours, like you can when you have a field or a farm that belongs to you during the other 6 years. But rather, it's for everybody. And so on, is everybody. That's the key. The Rambam, the fourth parak of Hilchos Shemitah Yovel, Halacha Aleph, writes 23, whether it grew because some seeds blew into that area before the Shemitah year, or stuff that again replanted or regrew, that's also called sviach. Or they grew by themselves. All these different things you're allowed to eat during the Shemitah. Mutar la'achla min haTorah. Torah allows you to eat any Shemitah produce. You're supposed to eat it. And then he adds, and even if somebody violated, he did till the land, and he did, fix the trees and whatever, you're still allowed to eat it, okay? And when it says in the Pasuk, Asfiach Ketzircha Lo Siktzor, it means don't cut, don't harvest in the normal manner, again, with the regular tools, and, with putting it away for long-term storage. And look at the end of Halacha Aleph, then 23, Ela Kotzer Ma'at Ma'at. You can cut a little bit as you need it. That you can do, okay? But the Rama Halacha Bey says, as we already alluded to, in the Sifra, when we did very sofrim, but midrabanan, she would call svichim asurim bachila. All svichim, stuff that grew by itself, that's also bachila midrabanan. Exactly. Why? The lama gozu aleim, if they over avera. Because of the wise guys, those who violate halacha. Because they would go ahead and plant and sell it and so on and say, oh, this was from svichim, this grew by itself. I didn't know violation here. Okay. And therefore, these people did that. So that's called any svichim. Now, it doesn't apply to fruits of a tree, because fruits of a tree, if you plant it during Shemitah, it won't grow during Shemitah anyway. It takes much longer for fruits of a tree to come out. But vegetables, certain things, you plant it and grow right away. So that's what, unfortunately, the wise guys did. They planted it, and then when they had it, oh, this is svichah, and it grew by itself. I don't know how it got there. Right? So because of that, that asa, those, that stuff altogether. That's right. In halacha gimel, halimarato she'ein ochem per shvius el peres ha'ilanos, one of the fruits of the tree, the thing, or other types of things that people don't normally plant during the course of the year. That's midrabanan. Okay. But other than that, you're allowed to eat the produce. You're allowed to cut it and harvest it. Just not cut it, harvest it in the normal fashion, and not put it away for long-term storage. On the pasuk back in Parshas Mishpatim, the pasuk says in Perkov Gimel, pasuk Yud Aleph of Shmos, and Rashi, I have printed the Rashi here in 24. Tishmetena me'avoda v'natashto natashto me'achila achars manabir. Tishmetena me'avoda means you refrain from any work, and natashto means you abandon it, so to speak. From eating it after this manah beer, we'll talk about this manah beer. But the Mechilta comments, that basically you have to be mafkir, you have to abandon ownership, so to speak, over your field. Mechilta and Masechta the Kasa Parsha Chaf in 25 says that you're not supposed to gather in your produce during the Shemitah year, even if you're planning to give it away, to give it to the poor. I'm going to cut all the stuff and bring it in, right? Dover Acher in the second line, Vashvias Tishmetan Natashim Neimah Amar Torah Lo Sheochel Asa Aniyem. A guy might say himself, well, isn't the purpose here, like we saw in the Ram and the Maravuchim, the stuff of the is available for the poor? Harinei Machniso Machal Galanim. Good, let me bring it to my house and I'll distribute it. I'll distribute it to the poor. Talmud Lomer Vashvias Tishmetan Natashim Magid Sheporis Baprozos Shel Godru Chachamim Nei Tikkun Olam. Okay, no, we're not allowed to do it. Okay, even for that purpose, all right? And then the Chachamim made certain gzeiros about it, which is not our issue right now. The point is, the Ramban writes in his commentary back here in Parsh Bahar, Parakof 8, Pasuk 26, Esir Ketzircha, V'chein in HaTorah, Shelo Yehei Adam Shomer Sodeo V'no Abifnani, and you cannot, during the Shemitah year, put a fence around your field or lock your field to prevent other people coming in during the Shemitah. Even if you're after you harvest it, you're going to be mafker everything. Your intention is good. Your intention is, look, it's going to be for the poor, but I'd rather not have these guys come in the field cutting their own stuff or picking their own fruits. So I'll keep my field locked. I'll cut everything and pluck everything and so on. And then I'll put it out on the street and anyone can come and take it. Okay, that may be good intentions, but that's not allowed. Okay, Eliyahu Kol Hashana Mizuman Umuf Galanim, says Ramban. The whole year, okay, from beginning to end, it has to be open and available to anybody who wants to come in and take it. Now, there's certain things about trespassing, not that you don't own the land, and certain times we don't want people coming to certain areas. That's a different discussion. But broadly speaking, the field has to be available for everybody. And actually, the Ramban refers to this Mechilta, okay, that you're not allowed to harvest and cut, even if your intent is to give all the produce away to the poor. It doesn't matter. This is not permitted. Okay. And as we said, so the Rabban, so you're not allowed to close up, lock up your field, even if you have good intentions, certainly if you don't have good intentions. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Parak Dal, Halacha Chav Dal, 27, Mitzvah Saseh, Lahashmit, Kolma, Shehotzi, Aretz, Mishvias. You have to be mafkir and abandon ownership of everything. Quotes the Pasuk in the Mishpatim, Shemar HaShvias, Tishmetan of Tashto, V'chala Noel Karmo, Osog Sadeh, Mishvias. Anybody who locks up his vineyard or puts a fence in his field and so on, during this year is bitul mitzvah saseh, mechanim also peros otobei. So, and even if you gather, you brought it into your house, okay, more than what you need, okay, for long term storage. Ella yafkir hakol biyara kol shav mechol makom shemar achol ben amecha. Yeshol lahavi l'toch beis on maat kedesh ben afkir. Can bring in a little bit. I'll have to figure out what is a little bit, but the minimal amount you can bring in, just not for long term storage. And give some example. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch also, and that I mentioned earlier, Parshim Kesef, there in the second part of Mishpatim, Mitzvah Pei Dalet, 28, Mitzvah Shemitah Karkos, the Sefer HaChinuch also writes, Lahafkir, Kol Masha Totzi Arts B'Shan HaShviz, you have to be mafkir to declare ownerless, abandon ownership of everything that is in the ruin the Shemitah year, okay? And anybody can, anybody who wants it can take it, and says, Shnemar, he quotes the psukim, and so on. The interesting question, Minchas Chinuch wonders, and he points out that it's a machlokas, the early Achronim, Okay, Mishnah Shchinuch writes there in Mitzvah Peidalad 29. Bani Mesupik, I'm not sure. Yeah, Mitzvah Karkafta the Gabruhu. This idea of being mafkir, your field, that anybody can come in. Is this something you have to do? Okay, I'm sorry. Rachmona Tivo Lahafkir Peros Mishvias, Umuchuyov Lekayim Lahafkir. You have to somehow make some sort of declaration, you know, like Bittel Chometz, you know, we say that everything is Hefkir. According to one opinion, we've incorporated that into our text. So you have to make such some kind of a declaration. And if you fail to do that, it's not considered Hefkir. Okay. And even though you violate that Aseh, but it's not Hefkir, you just violate that Aseh, but it's not Hefkir. Or, no, the Torah is declaring that it's Hefkir. You don't have to do anything. The Torah declares that it's Hefkir. You're just not allowed to actively block people from coming in, like putting up a fence or gate around and so locking the doors. That you can't do. So that's a Machlokas, and he mentions it's really a Machlokas in the earlier authorities. He quotes the Maharit, okay? The Maharit from the Trani family. The Trani family is the son of the Mabit. I printed in 30 the Tshuva of the Mabit, part of the Tshuva Chelek Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, okay? The Maharit was the son. That's what Minchas Chinuch is referring to. But anyway, it's a Machlokas, okay, between him and Rabbi Yosef Karo. In the 31, the Tshuvas Avkas Rochel, that's the Tshuvas, the Shalos of Tshuvas of the Rabbi Yosef Karo, called Avkas Rochel. So he disagrees. He quotes them a bit, and he writes, look at the beginning of the run, I don't think he's right. Okay? And it has ramifications for many dinim. We spoke about this. We spoke about the Heta Mechira. Okay? But that's the question, whether it's the person has to declare Hefker, or it's Afkad to the Malcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, declared Hefker. It's Hefker in any case. One Nafkamina, they're talking about, what if a guy's not Mafkir? Is it Chayiv and Trumas and Mises? Right? If you're not Mafkir, then it's a Chayiv of Trumas and Mises. It is. If Afkad to the Malcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu, declared that it's Hefker, there wouldn't be Chayiv. That's what they're talking about over there. The opinion of the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, he mentions that it's up to the person has to make the declaration. I'm sorry, that the just a minute, who's what? Beis Yosef says that the person has to make the declaration. Okay, the mitzvah is on the person to do it. Marit says Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. Okay, technical machlokas. Rav Moshe Feinstein, 32. Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Chelek Yerdei, Chelek Gimel, Simon Tzadi. Okay. But another nafkamina is what if the Paris, the field belonged to a Goy in Eretz Yisrael? That's the whole issue with the Mechira. So I printed that. You look in the Tshuvas Avkas Rochel. We discussed that previously, earlier this year than this year. But anyway, that's part of that machlokas. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Igros Moshe, Yerdei, Chelek Gimel, Simon Tzadi. Just a moment. Tchein Mashal Shana Rambam. He thinks the Rambam agrees Lahashmit that you have to make a declaration. You have to do it yourself. You have to be mafkirit. All right. And he says maybe that's what the Rambam himself holds as well. Okay. But in addition to Hefker, in addition to the requirement to be mafkir, and again, that's a machlokas, whether, it's an interesting machlokas, whether it's what entails a Hefker and whether you have to do it yourself, whether it's called Avkata the Malka. Okay. There is something else called Bir. Now, we've heard of Bir Chometz, which means getting rid of or destroying your Chometz. Okay. So, there's also something called Bir, which relates to Shemitah. And we start again with the Pasuk in our Sedra, Pasuk Zion of Parakofein, but you're here in Parash Bahar 33. Sounds like just a continuation of the previous passage. The animals can eat it. Behemoths are domesticated animals. Chaya is beasts, non-domesticated animals. Anyway, they can all eat this produce as well. So Rashi here in Chumash, Parshas Behar, Perkofei, Pasuk Zion 34 says, Im chayoch el es behemoth lo kosher. What did you tell me? Chaya and a behemoth? After all, of course you can feed the food to your behemoth. You're responsible to feed them. They're domesticated animals. And ma tamalo behemtecho, makish behemoth lo chaya. It's very important. And it's based again on a Sifra, Torah's Konim here in Parshas Behar, Parsha Aleph, beginning of Parakaf, Oshes 35. Okay, what do you mean? The Chaya can eat it. If you can feed it to the Behemi, the Chaya also can eat it, and so on. Okay. So, if you feed it to the Chaya, which is not your responsibility, and certainly Behema, which is your responsibility. So, it would say as follows. Abba, look, second line. Abba Behema Teachas Lalom, Mishum, Omer Levhem Teachas Lalom, Makish, last line of 35. Makish Behema Lachaya, Kozman Shechayo Chelos Basoda, Behema Chelos Babayas. Kol Lachaya Shebasoda, Kol Levhem Teachas Shebabayas. What does that mean? That means as follows. Something happens when the stuff is no longer available out in the field. It's all gone, it's rotted or whatever. It's telling us, says the Rashi, quoting the Sifro, that any time this particular product, this agricultural product, is available out in the field for anybody, I can take some in myself and use it myself and feed it to my animal. But once it's no longer available out in the field, any stuff that I have still in my house, I've got to do what's called beer. You follow that? That's the limud. It's also in Gemara Pesachim, Nun Beis, Amar Beis, 36. Amar Chamar Ukba, Amar Yosef Achanina, Amar Kro, Believe Hem Techo, L'chaya Sheber Atecha, Kol Zman She'achaya Ocheles Pesodeh, then Ha'achel Abaheim Sheber Bayis. But Kol L'chaya Sheber Sodeh, Kol L'Abaheim Techo Na Bayis. So there comes a certain point during the year. And by the way, it's different for different products. Today, you can go online and get a list. What is the time of beer for different products? When are certain products no longer available out in the field? And it's all to everything that you can get online. You can look at these sites and see which fruits or which vegetables are no longer available in the field at a certain point. Once that comes in, so now there's a mitzvah called beer. You've got to get rid of it. You can't give it to your animal either. Okay? Now, is this a din midaraisa? Sounds like it. That's a tosis. And they're not kamar psochem, then beis, no beis. Dimamasu adshi yichle, 37. Lefiza mashman habidaraisa. This is a din daraisa. You got to get rid of it. Okay? That's a question, but it appears as well. It may not be an issu daraisa, but it's certainly a bit of a say. There is a gemara in Yuma, pei gimel aleph, 38. The gemara is discussing there. The gemara there is discussing, let's say, a person for medicinal reasons, for health reasons, must eat something. You got to eat one of two things. They're both not kosher, but they're different isurim. Okay? So one is, let's say, the case in Gemara, you can eat either this tevel. Tevel means produce from which trumas and maizes were not yet separated. So you're not allowed to eat that. And or it's a nevela, non-kosher, you know, an animal, maybe a kosher animal, it wasn't shechted properly. Which should I eat? I got to eat one of the two for medical reasons. So we have a rule, 38, Yuma Pagan, with Alf Tonar Abonim, Misha Achso Bulmos, a certain type of illness, Machilinosa Kala Kal. Do the lesser of two evils, the lesser iser. Okay? As Rashi says that there are nine machinos akalakalim, ain lo nudvar mutarm kede tzarko, v'yeshonam in isur machinos akalakalim. If there's nothing kosher to feed him, that'll solve whatever this medical problem is, he's got to eat something lesser, let it eat the lesser of the isurim. And the Gemara gives examples, several examples. Tevel nevela, machinos nevela. Better to eat nevela than tevel. Tevel ushvias, shvias. Okay? That's talking, says Rashi in 39, Tevel Shvias, La'achar Zman HaBir, this is after you're supposed to get rid of it. Sha'tevel b'misa b'dei shamayim. Someone who eats produce from which tithes, trumas and mice have been taken as chai b'misa b'dei shamayim. Va'ashvias b'asei, he just violated and I say, he didn't do beer. Okay, so that's an interesting question. Tosi HaKippurim, the commentary on Maseches Yuma from Moshe Ben Chaviv, one of the early Archonim, the grandfather of the author of Ma'am Lois, so he wrote the Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. I mentioned in the past, he wrote a three-part sefer on all the Yom Tovim, all the Gemaras that discuss the Yom Tovim Tishrei. A sefer called Yom Trua on Rosh Hashanah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, sefer Tosefes Yom Kippurim on Yuma, and sefer Kapos Tvarim on Sukkah. Anyway, so in Tosefes Yom Kippurim, on this daf, Pegimon Alef, Tevel, Shvias, Shvias, he says that it's an Isra Asei, right? It's in Torah, but it's an Isra Asei. And then he discusses whether that's, everyone agrees with that, okay? He says, but the Rama may not agree with it, okay? Perhaps it's it's not an essay and so on, or perhaps it's a different issue. So this is what he discusses there. Fine. Now, but that is the din. Okay, we look in the Mishnah Shriyas Parak Tes Mishnah Hay 41. Rabban Gamliel Omer Kol. Okay, Kol she Kolam Mino Minasodi Yavamina Minahabay Minachovis. Malacha Kedvar says Minachovis from any storage barrels, so whenever it's not available in the field, you got to get rid of it. Minachovis, but the Reben Malki Tzedek, one of the Rishonim, is a contemporary of Reben Tam, in the time of the Balei Tosas, has a commentary on the Mishnah. It's called Reben Malki Tzedek. So there in 42, the Reben Malki Tzedek on that Mishnah Shri is Parak Tes Mishnah Hay had a different gear. So Reuel Omer Kol Shekola Mino Minasodi Ramino Minabayis, and the Halacha Kedvar, that is the Halacha. You got to get rid of it from the house. This is the mitzvah of beer. What exactly is the mitzvah? We know that by chametz, you got to destroy it. So does it mean you have to destroy that after that zman beer arrives, you can't eat that produce? As we said, most of the year, you can eat the produce that grows in the Shemitah year. You just can't show ownership of it and pretend or act with it like it's your own stuff and so on. That you can't do. But you're allowed to eat it, and if you're with your family, then your animals, and so on, as long as that product is available out in the field, if anyone wants to take it or cut it. After that, you have to do beer. What is beer? So the Rambam, Hilchos Shviyos Yom Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, writes, first he writes, Peirush Shviyos Ein Ochel Melech Kol Zman Shosamin Matzu Matzoda. You can only eat the produce of Shviyos as long as that product is available out in the field, like we said, Shenemar, and he quotes the Pasuk, okay? And his drush that we said also. After that, though, you got to get rid of it from the house, and that's the mitzvah of beer of Peirush Shviyos. Now, the Ramban refers to Rishalmi, the Ramban here again in Parshas Behar, Perek Kof Ein Pasuk Zayin, Lehemta Melechaya. Okay, he says that the Isser Achilles Peres Shvius is Minat Torah. Maybe there's a mitzvah Minat Torah, and the Isser Achilles Darbon has different possibilities. As we mentioned before, not everyone agrees that the whole thing is Minat Torah. Could be the mitzvah beer Minat Torah, but the Isser Achilles of this produce, if you didn't do beer, is only Darbon. Anyway, and then that's what the Ramban thinks. But the Sifra here in Parsha Behar again, Parsha Aleph, again, how do we know that anybody's allowed to eat it? So it says, well, that was a machlokus before, when it says it means also Evyon Amecha. Now, what the implication of this is the following, okay? What does beer mean? Beer doesn't seem to mean you got to destroy it. Beer seems to mean that you have to make it available again to everybody. You got to get it out of your house, out of your storage. We got to make it available again to everybody. And that's where the Sifra has this machokas, that even Balim Ashir, we look in 45, even wealthy people can take it, not just Avodim and Shvachos in the poorer class. And when it says, Achulev Yomecha, means others. Rabbi Yehuda said only poor. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Echad Yomecha, Hashim, Ochlim Achar Abir. And that's the Mishnah in Shriyas, Parag Zayin, Mishnah Ches as well. Okay, it says, Rabbi Yossi says, Yossi, Omer Echad Yomecha, Hashim, Ochlim Achar Abir. And the Bar Tanura says, first, he tells us in Perek Tes Meshaches, V'yigi Zman HaBir in 47, Zman HaBir HaPeres Tofim HaKomon. What the Zman is depends on where it is and what in your neighborhood, what's available out in the field, time of year, and what the product is and what is going on in that part of the country and so on. But what do you do? So the Mishnah says, look in 46, Mishal HaPeres Shviyas V'yigi Shas HaBir. What do you do? Mechalik Mozon Sholos Sudos. Set aside enough food for three meals. Everyone in your family. After the beer, then it's only the aniyim that can take the stuff. Everybody can. So how exactly does it work? Okay, how exactly does it work? Again, look at the last part, Tanura in 47, Perek Tes Meshaches. It says, Evyone Amecha, it doesn't mean the poor of your nation, but the poor together with the other people of the nation. Okay, Valach Yabyosi. That's what it is. So what do you do? So the Yushalmi, I said before, there's no Bavli in Shriyas, but there's Yushalmi. Parak Tes, Halacha Dalad, 48. It's on this Mishnah, but the arrangement of the Mishnah is different, so it's only Halacha Dalad. Also, Shalbiyoshi on a Chamila, Tlos, Arachme, Avgre, Kamen. Beer means to be Mafkir. Again, okay, there's a certain Hefka that we need earlier. Question: whether you actually have to make a declaration? We talked about that, or maybe it's Avkata to the Malka, according to someone who's Baruch Hu made it Hefker. But here with the beer, says Yushalmi, you must make that declaration for sure. Okay, in front of three people, Kapod Kedi Tziporin Shalom Bami. The people from Tziporin asked Rab Imi, "What if I don't have a bezin to do it?" Okay, you do it with three other people, and so on. The point is that the we're afraid to just make it Hefker because everyone's going to grab stuff and they're unscrupulous people here. But look first at the first play motion. Because these guys in the Bezin, can be about three wise guys. I'll come, I'll be mafk my field, and these guys will then run to the field and seize everything themselves. So you got to find people you trust. They're not going to grab everything themselves. Okay, fine. And then the Kapodka, the Siporin, the people of Kapodka who live in the neighborhood in Siporin, said, we don't have scrupulous people here. Okay, so he gave a different Eitzah, that you can bring the stuff to the marketplace and be mafkir it there. All right. The Tosefta spells it out. Shri is Parakhes Halach Dalad 50. Mi Shiesh lo Parashis Vigia Shasabir. Michalak Menel Shenach Alakrov Liadov. Umotzi Umeniach Al Pesach Beseva Omer. You make a big declaration, like Bir Bittel Chomet. Achenu Beis Yisrael, Kol Mi Shetzarach Lito, Yavo Vito. My fellow brethren Jews. Anybody who needs can come take this. Okay, but then look what it says, and it's based on that Yerushalmi. Okay, look at the last words of Yerushalmi in 48 that I printed there in Perek Tellet, Tessalach and Dalet. B'chazin v'zachin. After you've done this, you yourself can take some of the stuff back too. That's how the Tosefta concludes as well in Perek Tessalach and Dalet 50. Tosefta says, V'yito, I'm sorry, b'chozer u'machnes toch beis olach v'olachad shal sheichlu. You can reclaim it yourself as well. Okay, and the Gemara in Pesachim implies that way. Nun Beis and Beis 51. Tanabon and Perush Yotzman Tzolach Chutzas Mizbarim B'chol Mokom Shehin. Okay, that's a different thing. You can do the beer even if you took the fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shimon also got to bring it back because it says Ba'artzicha. Okay, but anyway, that Gemara also implies that you have to be mafkidim. But look what Rashi says, something different. Rashi says in 52 Pesachim Nun Beis and Beis, the last Rashi Mishum Shenema Ba'artzicha. Here's what beer means. You got to be mafkir it in a place where it'll be ruined by animals. So it's not just making it available to people. It can temporarily be available. Ultimately, it has to be destroyed. Tosis disagrees with this. Tosis there in Pesachim Nun Beis Mem Beis 53. Dima Maschim is Baron disagrees. Pirush Akuntra Shnosos Lemirmas Lemirmas Chaya Behema. Below Nira. Because everybody agrees the poor, the machlokas can even the rich. Rehuda says only the poor can eat it after this man of the beer. And Bill said even the rich can eat it. But everyone agrees the poor. So what are you talking about destroying it? Okay, well, you don't have to destroy it. You give it to people and so on. Machlokas doesn't include the rich people after this man of beer. He quotes the Tosefta we mentioned as well. So he said there's no reason to destroy it. The Ramban also here in our Sedra. Ramban Parshat Behar Perkofei Pasukzav Hemtech of Al Chaya. First he quotes the whole Drosha. That after it's no longer available in the field, you have to do beer. And he writes in the second paragraph, 54, don't think that after this amount of beer, now the stuff becomes usur to eat and to get an offer from. You got to destroy it. Okay? After all, the chachamim don't include, we have certain things you have to destroy or put it, we call shemus, right? Bury things, destroy, burn certain things, bury certain things. Shemitah fruit produce is not among them. Once again, you're not the owner. You got to be mevarit and get rid of it from your property. To make the mafkin available for everybody. That's the Ramban. So really, it's almost happens kind of twice. In general, you don't lock up your field. That's a question whether at the beginning of the year you have to declare it hefker or it's automatically hefker. Point is, you're not allowed to do anything which shows ownership. Then later in the year, when the zman beer of that particular product arrives no longer on the field, then you have to do beer, which most Rishonim learn means not destroy it. Okay, that's a Rashi implied, but not destroy it, but make it available to everybody. Even you can then reclaim it yourself. Okay, but you don't have to destroy it. All right, now, but notably, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam Parag Zayin Alacha Gimel 55. Zayin Alacha Shmita Yovel Alacha Gimel 55. Hayelo Paris Meruba got a lot of stuff in his house still. Machzik mazon sholosh sudos. I'm sorry. Mechalton mazon sholosh lechol echad rechad. Give out food to all the members of your household. But aser lechol achar beer bein lanim bein lashirim. Not allowed to eat. Not the poor. Not the rich. Nobody. Bimlo motza ochlin b'shas habir soreif ba'esh o mashlich yamelach o ma'abdon lechol dover shemami. Got to destroy it like chametz and every pesach. Got to destroy it. That's the Rambam understands beer. Okay, the Rambam disagrees. He says, "B'chai Amar B'chai Roshi." What's he talking about? Okay, lo hair, lo hitzir, mawa bira, also kolam. Oh, what's going on here? It doesn't mean you got to destroy it. So he says, "No, it means you got to give it away and so on." Later on, if there's still stuff left and nobody uses it, then he agrees you have to destroy it. The Kesef Mishnah, it's not going to be inside that 56. There in Hilchoshmi, the old Perek Zayin Lachagimel says it depends on a girsa. Okay, we had a girsa machlokas. It was in a few places. Okay, it was a Mishnah back in source 46, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches in Shrias. It was also in the Sifra here in Parshat Behar. We had a machokas. Rabbi Yossi said, I'm sorry, Yehuda says, only the poor, not the rich. Rabbi Yossi said, everybody. The Rama apparently had a different girsa, and he says, nobody. Apparently had a different girsa. Okay, in terms of psak, so you look, most people assume, halacha lemaisa, like the rova that we've shown him, that beer does not mean you have to destroy it, but rather it means you have to put it out and make it available to everybody. Again, that's the running theme. Hope you picked up. Everything has to be available to everybody during the Shemitah year. The Chai Adam wrote a sefer on the mitzvahs related to Eretz Yisrael called Shari Tzedek. It's often printed in the back of the Chochmas Adam. So you look in 57. Shari Tzedek, Shari Mitzvahs Aretz, Chochmas Adam, Parag Yud Tes, Siv Gimel. He writes, Hailo Peros, Rubos, Bishasabir, Mechalkan, Mozon, Gimel, Sulus, Halafra, Osulacha, Rubain, Balabai, Sasoda, Shalosh, Osher, Ubain, Lashar, Anashim, Shemanim. He seems to lean here like the Rambam. And if you can't give it, you can't, nobody can eat it. You got to be Sorif Ba'esh, burn it, or Mashach Liam, throw it into the ocean and get rid of it. However, seven, Vizel Das Gedolah, Apostle Mishon, that's the Rambam says, the Rabbi agrees, ultimately got to destroy, but Mishas Al Chak, someone who's poor is allowed to rely on the other poskim and take it and eat it. That's what a Chayodim says. But the Aruch HaShulchan, who in addition to the famous Aruch HaShulchan, wrote, the same author, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Michal Michal of Nevardok. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Hilchashmi wrote a sefer called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. And besides the regular Aruch HaShulchan, another set called Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, dealing with laws that are, you know, the laws relating to Eretz Yisrael and the Karbanos and Taurus and so on. You know, these laws pertain now too, at least the Rabbanon. But anyway, in Simon Chav Zayin of the Hilchas of the Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, Hilchas Shemitah, Simon Chav Zayin, Siv Zayin, he quotes the Rambam, writes, Das Har Meshul Legamrim. Very strange. The Rambam's decision, Rambam's ruling here is very strange. You got to destroy it. He doesn't go for it. He says that, you know, we follow the robe of the Rishonim. Okay, they say you don't have to destroy it. Rather, it's a mitzvah. And he quotes many, many who agree, not like the Rambam. This is to show ownership of it. Got to make it available to everybody. Not to have to destroy it. Okay, now, moving over to, let's say, to contemporary times. So what we've learned is, the bottom line, Rabosai, is that there's no issur to eat the Shemitah produce or to use it for normal use. The issur is to farm the land, to cut it and harvest in a way that you normally do, okay? Except for Svichim, we have a Dindur Abanan you can't eat, especially the Abanan, we're talking about Minat Torah, okay? You just can't harvest it in the manner that you normally harvest it. You cannot use the same tools and the same, cut the same quantities, put it away for long-term storage, all right? And you have to be mafkir your field that's available to everybody. And after the so-called Zman Habir, you got to, according to most poskim, make it available to everyone again, put it out, make a declaration like it said in Tosefta, and then you can even reclaim it yourself. But in general, you're allowed to use the stuff, but there are rules. They have Kedusha Shvias. So there's Yerushalmi and Shvias, Paragzana Lechala 59. Tzvi and La'odam Ashiel and Kedusha Shvias. What if a plant is used not to eat, but for dyeing, you know, the colors? Okay, does that count that has Kedusha Shvias? And so the Pasuk says, back in Parakafei, Pasuk Vav, what source was that again? The Pasuk said, V'haysa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla. I don't find the Pasuk now, but you can take my word for it. Here in our Sedra, it says, Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla has to be for you, Lachem. And there, 19. Parakafei, Pasuk Vav, V'haysa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Le'ochla. So the Yerushalmi is a drasha. Lachem kol shutzarach lachem. Anything which you need, you can use produce of the Shemitah year for anything it's normal use, what you use it for. Okay? Kigon, because of rice, achila, eating, shtia, drinking, sicha. Sicha is anointing. Sometimes these people use stuff from plants for anointing, or for anointing, or rubbing into his body, or shampoo. Utzvia, also coloring or dyeing. All this is allowed. You're allowed to do with Shemitah stuff. Except not medicine, because that's only for the sick. That's what Moshe explains. Okay, some of these things are made from plants. That's perfectly okay. You can dye your clothes, mutter. Okay, now, even though it has Kedusha Shvias, but that's one of the uses for it. Okay, so this is that is a question, you know, what about, he said the real question is not your clothes. The question is, can a woman use it for makeup or for rouge or these kinds of things if it's plant derived? But again, it's mutter. Okay, because but a major point, again, operative word la'achla, and we just said la'achla extends to other things too. But look at the Gemara of Azar Samuk Beizim and Alam. La Torah Amra la'achla velo l'schora, but not for business. You can't make a business out of Shemitah produce. So buy it for cheaper and sell it for more. That kind of stuff. You can't use stuff to sell it and make a profit. That's the Gemara of Azar Samuk Beiz Amud Aleph. The Ran. The Chidushin, they're right. You can't pay off debts with Shemitah produce. That's what Gemara is talking about. And there is HaKosel L'Ochla, and that's it. Okay? And B'dieved, if you did, the sale stands. All right, that's something else. Look at the Rambam. Hilchos Shvi Yoma Perakei Alach Aleph 63. First, he says, Perashvi is Nidu Achilo, Stiel, Sichel, Alakas, Nair, Lutzia. Any normal human use, eating, drinking, anointing, lighting a fire, you know, you need candles, firewood, Lutzia for dying, all okay. However, in Perak Vav Alach Aleph, the Rambam says 64, Perak Vav Hilchos Shvi Yoma Alach Aleph, Ain Osin Schorab Perashvi is, but you can't make a business out of it. Okay? You can sell a little bit, you know, cover expenses and so on, and any money that you acquire will have to be used for food, has Kedusha Shvius on it and so on. So that's an important point. So the question now is, in our modern day economy, so what happens in Eretz Yisrael today? I mean, the grocery stores are open, the shuk is open, you can go and buy vegetables and people buy and selling. What's going on? This shouldn't be allowed. So we spoke once as a hetter mechira. Some people rely on that the land is sold, similar to we sell the chametz to a non-Jew. So before the Shemitah arrived, the chief rabbin had sold land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, so now it all belonged to a non-Jew. And according to many, that works. And therefore, you don't have to worry about the Shemitah problem if you rely on the hetter mechira. Not everybody agrees that that's a valid solution. So there is another solution called Otsar Beis Din. Otsar Beis Din. Okay? Now, Otsar Beis Din has origins in the Tosefta and Shvius, Perkes Aloch Aleph 65. But Rishonah Yishlucho Beis Din Yoshua Pischa Yaros, the Beis Din would appoint agents to sit by the city, you know, the entry to the cities. We came in from the farmland. Kol Misha maybe Peres Tokyoto, Notanos Mimenu. Anybody who came in, a farmer who came with a wagon load of fruit or produce and so on, they would take it from him. They would give him a minimum. Noson wasn't Shol Sudos. Mashar Machnisanos on La Otsar Shabir. The rest was put away in the town storage. And halacha beis, he gives mantenum when the time came to the figs ripening and so on, shluchei bezin, socher in Poland. So the shluchei bezin would hire workers to go cut and harvest the tainum. And it's the same thing about the grapes, the same thing about the other produce and so on. Okay, and they would give it out to people. Look at the last words of halacha beis. They would keep it, machnisan osala otso shabir. They would have a storage place in town. They'll give it out to people every week. So pay the farmer the bare minimum and they would give it out. Okay. Now, interestingly, this Tosefta says that they would cut it and harvest it and so on. I thought we learned you're not allowed to. The Mishnah says in Shvius Perches, Mishnah Vav 66. Ta'inim Shal Shvius, we saw this already. The fig of Shvius, Shemitah, you can't cut it with the regular tools and so on. And gives you all the examples of olives and everything. You can't cut it with his regular tools in a regular way. So why were the agents of Beis Din allowed to do that? Tosefta said, we just saw Perches Alach Beis Din and Tosefta, said the agents of Beis Din would go when the fig season, when the figs ripened, they would cut the figs. And when the grapes ripened, they would cut the grapes and so on. And then and when the olives, I thought you're not allowed to do that. Okay? So here, the Mishnah in Shvius, Perek Zion and Mishnah Gimel, has a caveat, 67. Two circumstances. Somebody else, not the one who cut it, can sell it because you're not making the profit. Or if you cut it for yourself and you had left over, you harvest it for yourself and you left over, you can also sell that. And that's how the Rash mentions. Okay, assuming the people are honest. Okay, the Isser is, as the Rash writes, and Rav Shimshon Mishantz writes in his commentary, Shri is Parag Zayim, Mishnah Gimel, Lo Yehei Lokech Kishamocha B'shuk Hu Atzmo Haloke. Then it's awesome. Okay, because that's doing business. But if it's a double step and so on, then there's starting to be mutter, and that's how the Otsar Beis Din system worked. Okay, the Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Shmini Yoma Perag Vav Alach Beis, 69, Lo Yehei Lokech Rako Soda Mocher. You're not allowed to just take the stuff and sell it. That's doing business with Shemitah produce. But Lokach Yerachos Lechol V'Hosir, if you took what you needed and you had leftovers, that you can sell, okay? Or you took stuff for yourself and then someone else in the family, someone else took it, that's mutter, but the money has the Kedusha of Shri. So Lokach Shomo, on that mission, Shri is Parag Zion, Mishnah Gimel, just elaborates on this, and he quotes Rabbeinu Yehosef, who says that, and everyone agrees with this, this heter and so on. A little bit of machlokas. Ramban quotes this Tosefta as well. And Ramban says it's important to note because the Rambam did not quote this Tosefta. But this Tosefta is the source of Otsar Beis Din. It means that the Beis Din would have agents who would cut the stuff, bring the stuff to the, or get the stuff from the farmers, bring it to the storage room, and a bezin would give it out. That's otzer bezin. That's the term used. Otzer shemir, the otzer bezin. So it's rooted in that Tosefta. The Rambam doesn't quote the Tosefta. And for those who say it, the Rambam thinks that Tosefta shalok halacha. And the terutzim they just gave are not true. Just like a person can't cut it to the bezin, also can't appoint agents to cut and harvest and sell stuff and give stuff away. So they can't do that either. But most authorities disagree with the Rambam. The Ramban, look in 71 here in Parshas Bahar, Shalom Tosefta, he quotes this Tosefta, okay? And he says, he quotes all Tosefta, he said they would do this, the Midrabana, they would set up the system. Look at the second line of 71, Metchila Sitzis HaParis, Anotan Osom Yad Mevien, Machtisen Os Otzer, Mishiyovo Zman Lakitos Kol Osomin, Gon Shomo Zman Shol Kayit, Eisabot Tirigia, Bezin Sochim Polim. They bezin would hire workers to go and harvest and so on and so forth. And they could do it in a normal fashion. Because what's the reason you couldn't do it in a normal fashion? Because then you're exercising bilos, like we explained so many times. You're exercising control. That's exactly what's usher. When the bezin sends their agents, they're not exercising control. Their agents are the bezin. The bezin doesn't own the field. That's why the Ramban says mutter. Okay? And so this was all instituted by the Rabbanan. And he writes in the second part of 71, Usha, ain't otzer b'ir v'lo bezin. Okay, then otherwise, if there's no otzer bezin, then you have to do beer like we explained before. The implication being that the beer is not, that the mitzvah of beer, like Ramban wrote earlier, ain't tzrichin beer achashek kvar b'vor min abayis. What does beer mean? Get it out of your house. Not destroy it like Ram says. Like Ramban says, beer means make it available to everybody. The otzer bezin is making it available to everybody. So the otzer bezin system circumvents some of the restrictions. Okay, you can cut it and harvest it in a normal fashion. You can store it even long term. You can you don't have to do beer. All right. So some and that's the cool of the otzer bezin. Some reject it based on the fact that Rambam didn't quote it. Back to Advaz Hilchos Shmid Yol Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel 72. The Hishmid HaTosefta notes that the Rambam didn't quote this Tosefta. Why? Because maybe holds the Fishen Halacha. Well, it's not halacha. So some people want to be machrek like the Rambam, they won't rely on, and it's otzer bezin. Inami she'en al b'rishona shushom bezin otzer mechalkim, or maybe only applied at that time when you had a bezin. We don't have that today, but lemaisa most people do rely on the otzer bezin system against not like the Rambam, okay? And as I say, many rishonim quote the Tosefta, the Rash in Shri'as Perek Tes Mishnah Ches Devas Mechalkim. Quotes the Tosefta, the Tosefta is reading Psachim and Atzuka and after the Nalav base, quotes the Tosefta. And so most people rely on the Otzer Bezin. In fact, today in Eretz Yisrael, we'll move to wrap up, the Otzer Bezin is more popular than the Hetta Mechira. Hetta Mechira has certain leniency, certain coolers that people don't want to rely on. Again, the Otzer Bezin is also, okay, in 75, I printed a tshuva for the Mishnah Halachas, okay, of Menashe Klein, who died not that long ago, Chelek Tesim and Shin Yud Tes. Okay, he got a letter from Yecheskel Roth, as it says in the introduction. Yecheskel Roth died a very short while ago. I met him a few times. He, Yecheskel Roth was the posik for the Chassidim, the posik for the Satmar, big Talmud Chacham. So the Yecheskel Roth did not like the Otzer Bezin system. He raised numerous tainas against it, but Rav Asher Klein, in that tshuva in 75, Chelek Tesim and Shinya Tes, answered the tainas. Okay, he responded. One thing Yecheskel Roth said was, how do we paskin based on a Tosefta? So the answer is sometimes we do paskin with Tosefta. But what about the fact that Rambam doesn't quote it? He says, okay, but other Rishonim do quote it. And it gives various different answers to some of the reasons. And what about that? What do you mean we're not going to do beer? Okay, he discusses maybe the Rambam doesn't quote the Tosefta because he had a different definition of beer. He's got to destroy it. So you got to destroy it just because in the hands of Bezin doesn't mean you don't got to destroy it. But if you hold that beer means it's got to be available for everybody, then it is available to everybody. Okay, anyway, so he answers all of his tainas, okay? And therefore says the Otzer Bezin works. If you look at 76, or Chaim Kanievsky, who just passed away, the Derech Hamuna, that's his commentary in the Rambam in the section of Mishnah Torah called Zroim, the Chaim Kanievsky writes in Hilchos Shmid V'Yovel Perek Vav Alach Beis, so caught in Yud Tes, he quotes the text of the Otzer Bezin the Chazon Ish used. Okay, Chazon Ish also liked Otzer Bezin. And he says, look at it. Zeh lashon nisich nusach shesider marn lasos Otzer Bezin. Aleph. This in his date, such and such a farmer came to the Otzer Bezin. Two. They came to Heskin. It was an agreement. It's a contract. Hu ashliach shalem. Basically, the way Otzer Bezin works today is Otzer Bezin, in effect, hires the guy who owns the field to be the one who they're paying to cut it. In other words, you cut your own, you harvest your own stuff, and you do it in the normal fashion, but you're a representative of Bezin, you're not doing it on your own. That's how it works. Again, it's not exactly the same. It's a stretch from the original Tzar Bezin, but it's an outgrowth of that, okay? And it's a contract. Like that's what the Derech HaMunah is spelling out. It's a contract, okay? V'heskem marploni ne'oyosha yehu ashlich shalhem. He's going to be in charge. And what do we pay him for? You're paying him for this time. You're paying him for schlepping the stuff to the Otzer Bezin, to town, to pay him for that. But he's not making the same money. The farmers are losing money. That's why we have these organizations that we discussed that raise money to help the farmers who are observing Shemitah. They're not making any. There's no markup. Okay, no markup. You say you pay just for the not the market rate, the basic value, the minimum value. Okay. And he says, Gimel, you can read through this. It's a whole contract. The Bezin has the right to bring these fruits to the machsan, to the storage that they want to use, and so on. And here's where it's located, and all the different dinim that he has over here, and everything is signed, sealed, and delivered, so to speak. So this was done before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. So this type of deal, this Otzer Bezin, that's how it works. Today. Now again, the original Otzer Bezin, they gave it out for free. It sounded like. Here you don't. They sell it, but they only get a small amount. The Otzer Bezin sells and they pay the farmers for their work. But the farmers themselves, the guy that owns the field himself, is the one who harvests and so on and so forth. And this isn't called mechira. It's not normal business, not normal sale. Okay, no one makes a profit. And therefore, it's mutter. And you can even cut it in the normal fashion, like we mentioned before, using the regular tools. And you can even avoid the problem of beer. That's what Chaim Kanevsky. I'll just close. But again, people shouldn't be confused. It's a mitzvah. To eat Shemitah produce. In fact, the Ramban, well, this will finish, in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a commentary on the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs. And in the back, he has a list of mitzvahs which he thinks the Ramban left out and should have included. He has others which he thinks the Ramban did include and shouldn't have. So somehow they all end up with the number 613. But number three of what's called the Shikhas HaEsen, the mitzvahs which the Ramban thinks the Ramban should have counted and didn't, 77, Shamar Tom Precious, you have to eat it, it's a mitzvah. He counts it as one of mitzvah. And Vidosh Shalach will always chora and not do business with it. It's a mitzvah, okay, for everybody. To eat produce, not just the poor, as we mentioned before. So there is a mitzvah. The Isser is to show you have bilis, and that's the beauty of the Otzer Bezin system, because clearly, if you're identifying yourself only as an agent of the Bezin, you're signing a contract to that amount, and that effect, and you're not collecting the regular amount you normally collect, all of this is indicative that you're not the Baal, Madova, you're not the bilis. That's what's required during Shemitah, but the food itself, people should eat and enjoy, and according to Rabban, it's even a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop over here. That gives a little explanation of the Otzer Bezin and the rules that it's meant to help us deal with during the Shemitah year. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.